Chapter 19, Gift-Based Mobilization. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, explain what is meant by gift-based mobilization, mobilize your church on the basis of spiritual gifts, explain how evaluation reveals if a person is properly placed in ministry, identify the key to using spiritual gifts. Key verse, 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Introduction. This course is focused on spiritual factors necessary to mobilize people for the work of the ministry. Each of the lessons in this manual are part of the mobilization process. If you understand and apply these principles of mobilization, you will be able to mobilize yourself and others around you. This final lesson of mobilization methodologies concerns gift-based mobilization. If you are a leader of others, then this lesson is very important. It provides practical guidelines for taking a group of spiritually motivated people and actually mobilizing them in a practical way for the work of the ministry. Gift-based mobilization. A church can be organized in many different ways. It can be organized according to the desires of a denomination or the elders in the local church. It can be organized in a way the pastor or spiritual leaders feel is most effective. Some churches are not organized at all, and confusion reigns. To be a truly effective force for God, a church should be organized on the basis of spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts equip us for the work of the ministry. Every corporate ministry should be organized and mobilized on the basis of these special abilities given by God for the work of the ministry. Gift-based mobilization is a method of organizing a group of people for the work of the ministry on the basis of their spiritual gifts. The system outlined here basically guides people to do what God has called and equipped them to do. The goal is not just to fill vacant ministry positions or to get people involved. It is to prayerfully guide believers into areas of service for which their spiritual gifts and experience best equip them. The result is that the whole body will work together in the way God designed. There are three major steps in gift-based mobilization. 1. Guide people in discovery of their spiritual gifts. 2. Identify ministry needs. 3. Match people with the proper gifts to the needs identified. Step 1. Discover spiritual gifts. If you are to guide people in discovering their spiritual gifts, then both you and your followers must have knowledge of spiritual gifts. Harvest Time International Network offers a course entitled The Ministry of the Holy Spirit, which provides detailed instruction on the various spiritual gifts. If you are taking the Harvest Time courses in their suggested order, you have already completed this course. The Ministry of the Holy Spirit discusses each spiritual gift and provides analysis to aid in discovery of spiritual gifts. We suggest you obtain this course and teach it in your church before trying to organize on the basis of gift-based mobilization. Prayerfully guide each member of your church through the 14 steps of spiritual gift discovery, which is described in the appendix of this manual. These steps include Step 1, being born again. Step 2, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Step 3, acquiring knowledge of spiritual gifts. Step 4, observing mature models of the gifts. Step 5, seeking a spiritual gift by fasting and praying. Step 6, laying your hands upon them and asking God to reveal their gifts. Step 7, self-analysis of spiritual interests. Step 8, analysis by you as their spiritual leader. Step 9, self-analysis of past Christian service. Step 10, completion of the scriptural gift questionnaires provided in the Harvest Time Course Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Step 11, identifying spiritual gifts they might have. Step 12, providing them with the list of ministry needs in the church. Step 13, helping them match their spiritual gift to a ministry need. Step 14, conducting follow-up of evaluation of their ministry in this area. When you have prayerfully analyzed the spiritual gifts of members of the church congregation, then make a chart showing the names of members and the spiritual gifts God has revealed in each one of them. Step 2. Identify ministry needs. Now you must identify the ministry needs in your church. What needs do you presently have? What positions in your church are not yet filled? What new ministries do you believe the Lord would have you begin, for which you need laborers? Here are some possible ministry needs. Visitation, sick, newcomers to church, members of the church, hospital, widows, prisons, bereaved, home for aged, evangelism, house-to-house evangelistic services, crusades, open-air services, follow-up ministries to new converts, office administrative support, typing, drawing, art, filing, assembling, reproducing materials, mailings, telephones, records, hospitality, cooking meals and lodging for those in need or for visiting ministers, evangelists, Christians, ministry to poor, providing food, clothing, shelter, maintenance of church buildings, landscaping, painting, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, cleaning, music, choir, instruments, song leader, special music groups, soloist, writing music, religious dramatic productions, financial, fundraising, accounting, financial planning for ministries, writing, Christian books, newsletters, tracts, news and magazine articles, poetry, multimedia, audio and videotapes, radio, television, satellite broadcasting, counseling, general counseling or to specific groups, telephone counseling, ministry to special groups, deaf, blind, mentally ill, narcotic addicts, alcoholics, migrant workers, gangs, unwed mothers, homosexuals, Jews, minority groups, women, men, families, married couples, abused children, runaways, school dropouts, illiterate, prisoners, military, children, youth, aged, church offices, elder, deacon, deaconess, Sunday school teacher, usher, committees such as building, finance, etc., translation, Bible and Christian literature, Christian education, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, Christian preschool, elementary, high school, college, training for laymen using Harvest Time International Institute courses, home Bible studies, missionary or church planting to unreached peoples in your region or nation, literature, Christian library, bookstore, Bible and Christian literature distribution, camps and retreats. After you have identified the various ministry needs, write a brief description of the responsibilities of each ministry. Here is an example. Ministry of Visitation. Each Tuesday night, visit church members who are sick, hospitalized, or need encouragement and prayer. Make a written report each Sunday to the pastor about the results of the visitations. The Harvest Time International Institute course entitled Management by Objectives gives detailed information on how to write a ministry description. Then determine what spiritual gift would be important to successfully fulfill this ministry. For example, one who does visitation might need the gift of healing or exhortation, counseling. Step 3, match people, gifts, and needs. If you have completed steps 1 and 2, you have 1, a list of each person in your church and their spiritual gifts. 2, a list of the ministry positions which need to be filled, a description of the responsibilities each of these ministries entail, and the spiritual gifts necessary for each ministry. You are now ready to match the people with the proper gifts to the ministry needs you have identified. Your goal is to assign each person to fill a ministry position for which his spiritual gifts will enable him to effectively function. Most people will want to pray about their assignment before accepting it. Be sure to give them a copy of the ministry description so they will know the responsibilities of the position. People who refuse the ministry positions offered should be met with again to discuss other possible avenues of service. If there are ministry positions for which no gifted member is discovered, you have 2 alternatives. 1, pray about discontinuing or postponing the ministry until a properly gifted believer is available. 2, if the ministry is vital, temporarily fill the position with a person who has the gift of administration. A person with this gift can often substitute temporarily, as the gift of administration enables one to assume responsibilities for other. Evaluation. Periodically evaluate each member and their ministry. You will know a person is properly placed on the basis of gifts when he is fruitful in the area in which he is serving. This means you will see positive results of his ministry. When he is fulfilled and enjoying the ministry. If he is frustrated, he may be serving in an area for which he is not gifted. When the feedback you receive from those to whom he ministers is positive, which indicates he is effective in the position in which he is serving. If a person is not effective in the ministry in which they are serving, meet with them again to discuss and pray about their spiritual gifts. Keep trying until you are successful. It is better to have a bit of reorganization from time to time than to have people sitting immobile on the church pews. Periodic evaluation will help you further refine the gift-based mobilization of your membership. It will also help you identify additional ministry needs as the church grows. The key to using gifts. It may take some time for you to reorganize your church and mobilize on the basis of spiritual gifts. Do not get discouraged if you find people are not open to change and like it the way they've done it for the last 40 years. In such cases, remember that the key to using all spiritual gifts is love. Paul introduced this key when discussing gifts of the Holy Spirit. He said in 1 Corinthians 12:31, "Yet show I unto you a more excellent way." Read 1 Corinthians 13, which explains that more excellent way. You can prophesy, have the gifts of healing, faith, giving, etc., all in operation in your church, but without love, they will not be effective. Gifts are unprofitable when used without love. Speaking in tongues becomes like a noisy clanging. Every gift is worthless. It profits nothing. Unless it is used in love, the mobilization of a church based on spiritual gifts is also unprofitable if it cannot be instituted in love.